Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Rider is a movie that takes its time. Set in South Dakota, it follows a rising rodeo star whose tragic head injury during a saddle bronc ride knocks him off his path and has him questioning not only his future, but his identity. The movie stars Brady Jandrew, and though the story is fictionalized, The Rider largely follows Brady's life from the accident forward. It stars his real-life father as his character's father, and his sister plays herself as well. Directed by Chloe Zhao, she also directed Songs My Brother Taught Me, The Rider premieres tonight at the Century Stadium 14 in Sioux Falls, Friday night at 7 p.m., and Brady Jandrew is on hand for the premiere and a post-screening Q&A. It's a film about identity, but it's also a film about us, and Brady Jandrew joins us now. Thank you so much for being here, Brady.
Thank you, Laura.
There's a moment very early in The Rider, in the film, when we sort of see your character, not for the first time, but for the first time outside of his house, and you're wearing a jacket. And the jacket has it's a South Dakota Junior Rodeo jacket, and you turn your back, and we just see these words, South Dakota. And at that moment, it occurs to me that you never see that in film. You never see a character representing, Pine Ridge, representing the state of South Dakota. Did you have an awareness as you sort of made this film how much it would mean to the people from here?
Yeah, we really felt it was important to portray our part of the world, to the best of our ability.
The footage of the accident, the rodeo accident, is in the film is the real footage of your actual injury. And I'm wondering if you could walk us through, how much you remember of that moment and then the days afterwards.
Well, I was entered at the Fargo PRC Rodeo at the Fargo Dome in North Dakota, and it was on April Fool's Day of 2016. I drew a Moss Rucker rodeo horse by the name of Thunder Bay, and she's very hard to get in timing with, and she got me loose right before the whistle, so I tried to stay on for the whistle, and when I did come off, my foot hung in the stirrup, and I went underneath of her, swung underneath of her, and she stepped on my head, which caused my foot to come out of the stirrup, thank God. And the initial step actually didn't knock me out, but I sustained a comminuted skull fracture that was 3 1/4 inches in length, an inch and a quarter wide, and about 3/4 inch deep into my brain cavity. Sustained a very significant brain bleed, and I remember the horse bucking away from me and everything, and when they got me to the hospital, they started asking me questions. About 11 minutes after the step, I went into a full-body convulsion seizure, and there was a brain surgeon there on staff that saved my life, and I was in a coma for 4 days, roughly, and woke up and pulled my breathing tubes out, and just been getting better ever since.
You kind of walk away from, that injury, but there are signs, at least in the film, that not everything is 100% all right. So you have some decisions to make. Is the film follow that story fairly accurately?
When you're rodeoing, it's always a gamble. You're paying your fees, and you got to do good. Your horse got to do good, and you got to do better than, other contestants. The judges got to think so. And when training horses for a set wage, it's like a one in the hand's worth two in the bush, kind of deal.
Is there a moment where you think, is it a series of small decisions about what you'll be able to do? Because you're training horses now, but you're not riding the circuit anymore. Is that a series of small decisions that you have to make on a daily basis? Like, I can do this, I can't do that. Or was there one day where you had to sit down and say, this is my future?
Even training horses, like, I still make all small decisions all the time. Even training horses now, I still think, if I get hurt, I'm a lot further away from the hospital than I was when I was injured initially. I'd chances are if I was injured, well, if I were to hit my head hard enough, my plate would cause an injury. My metal plate in my head would cause an injury right. 3 times the size of my first injury, or even bigger. And, I mean, I'm 50 miles from a hospital out here, and I'd be dead, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I really have to think about things. I have to take things into consideration. When I'm training, I have to never push a horse too hard or ask too much of him. Always work with him and make sure my connection is strong so I know I'm safe. Hmm.
Tell me about how the movie came about, because you meet the film's director before the accident. And talk about this decision to sort of be in the film yourself, have your father, have your sister, have... so many of the characters really play themselves in this, you know, fictionalized story.
Well, he came up with all sorts of different, you know, storylines, from romance to, you know, to a documentary, to Follow Me Down the Rodeo Circuit, to one about me horse training, one about me just working on the ranch. She thought all sorts of stuff. Nothing really seemed to fit after my head injury. And when I was hurt initially, she... you know, everything was put on hold. She wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do any of, you know, the acting of anything. Mm. So then a month and a half after my head injury, she found out I was training horses again. Chloe called me and she was like, Brady, you could die. What are you doing? You know, and I was like, well, I don't feel alive not training horses. You know, she's like, so you're telling me you would risk your life to keep doing what you love? And I said, you know, yeah, you know, that's what all. And then she was like, all right, I think we have a movie here. So.
What was it like then to sort of, you know, take on this, you know, this character who is, you know, partially you, but then you have to stick to this script and follow the direction and, you know, dramatization? Yeah, what was that like as an experience?
It was pretty fun. It was challenging in a lot of ways, you know, but that was part of my interest in it. I guess I'm always up for a challenge.
Yeah, there's a scene where you're...
I train are always the most challenging at first.
Right. There's a scene where you're training horses. There's lots of footage of this, and it occurred to me at that moment that really nobody else... I mean, they couldn't have found an actor who could have done that part like you did because of this, the specialty of what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the first thing that drew Chloe to me. She says, is that my ability to work with horses, like, so, you know, the way I do.
Tell me about the horses in this film.
Most of those horses were, you know, just completely wild. All the horses that, whatever they're supposed to be is what they are, you know what I mean? Like, the horse, Cool Breeze, that I'm training for Alan Reddy, that horse had literally never been touched. Those horses that I was training for Frank, Frank is actually played by my father-in-law, Leroy Poirier. And those horses were actually owned by Deb Rendell, Rendell Brooks. Those were horses that I was already training for a living. Because, I mean, going a month and a half without working, I was already in full. So I was training every day from about 5 a.m. to noon. I would train 6 head of horses, give them about an hour apiece. And then I would, around noon, I would come inside and shower, lunch, and then we were ready to shoot from about 1 o'clock to magic hour, or sometimes even some of the scenes were after dark. So every day I'm training horses while I'm doing this, and it's only 4.5 months after my shooting.
I'm losing your phone a little bit there, so maybe if you can make some adjustments on your end so we can make sure, you know, everyone can hear you. Tell me a little bit about...
Everything I just said?
Mostly, yeah. Training, for, you know, in the morning and then after dark as well was what I was picking up.
Yeah,
yeah. Tell me about your friend Lane, because he also appears in this movie, and he has had a very serious accident. He's a bull rider. How long have you known him?
Me and Lane been best friends since I was 2 and he was 3. Me and, you know, we always went to school together. We wrestled together, we were in football together, we rodeoed together, we worked together, literally inseparable growing up. I was at my house and he was there too, and vice versa. Just like closer than brothers. And Lane went to college to Hillsboro, Texas on a full ride, rodeo scholarship ride, bulls at Hill College. And he was in a car car accident. He was ejected from the vehicle. He landed in a pile of Texas fire ants. Was almost killed by the toxins alone. A girl had to, the driver had to walk 2 miles to get help in the dark, and then they identified Lane by his tattoos. The other passenger was killed, and Lane was in a coma for, you know, about a year and a half medically, I guess. And it's been a long, slow recovery, but he's healing up. He went to various treatment facilities and hospitals, and he's at home now and been doing a lot better, walking with help, saying a few words again. His memory is excellent. He's a little foggy for about a year after his injury, or a year before his injury, a year before it. But he remembers things, small details from things that happened when we were, you know, children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a long, slow recovery, but he's doing good.
What did it mean for you to sort of tell his story, too, along with yours? Because this is not just a movie about you.
It was really important for me to, you know, glorify Lane in this and put his story out there, you know, and just, he was actually going to be in, like, a bull riding reality show type thing the summer after. He was going to do it during the summer. After college would get out each year. And so it was pretty cool that Lane actually did get to act, even though he wasn't able to do that.
Let's talk a little bit about, now that the film has been released, some of the response to it and some of the questions that you're getting asked, because, you know, now you're talking to a South Dakota audience, but you've talked to people all over the country, some of whom barely know what a horse is. What has that sort of been like for you?
You know, it's the most interesting thing is how people, like, say, who don't even hardly, who've never even touched a horse or even been around a horse, how they can feel still so connected to this movie, because this movie is you know, it's set on a reservation, you know, with cowboys and stuff, but it's a movie about people, you know, and it has a very universal theme, you know.
Has that been, you know, sort of entertaining for you to hear some of those questions, or do you see it as, an opportunity
it really
to...
It really means a lot to me when people who, like I say, who have nothing to do with this part of the world, how they can feel such a strong connection and take home something from the movie.
Yeah. What's next for you?
Well, since the shoot, my wife and I have started a breeding program called Sandrew Performance Horses. We have a website and we have a Facebook page. You can go on there and like and everything. And we raise American Quarter Horses registered through the AQHA to do everything in and out of the arena, from rodeo events to cutting to reining to mounted shearing, ranch riding, pleasure riding, about anything. Got all certain colors, shapes, and sizes. We have a daughter as well named Connie Bay, Andrew. She's going to be 10 months old here on the 16th. And I hired a manager last time I was in L.A., so hopefully doing some more acting.
Yeah, and she's on horseback as soon as she can, right? She's already riding at that.
Oh yeah,
as a toddler, right?
Here's some statistics. She's been on 32 different horses and 37 different airplanes. So.
Wow!
she's like a little adventure baby.
She's an adventure baby, and so are you. You've got quite a story, and we thank you so much for telling it with us today. The film is called The Rider. You can see it at Century Stadium 14 in Sioux Falls at that 7 p.m. on Friday. Brady will be in town for the premiere and a post-screening Q&A. Brady, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.